Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Welcome back from my continued discussion on the huge deceptions in the executive budget recommendation for fiscal year 2017 issued by Lansing Mayor Bernero. The mayor's letter admits his cash flow budget is inadequate when it reads, quote, "We currently pay more than $41 million annually toward retiree health care and pensions. Because these expenses are projected to grow faster than city revenues, the city's retirement obligations will begin to crowd out general fund spending on services we must deliver today," unquote. That is a lie. The unfunded liabilities already crowd current general fund expenditures. Still, the mayor pretends otherwise when his letter states, quote, "We are moving forward to find solutions to our long-term legacy cost challenges that will help us keep the promises made to city retirees in a way that Lansing taxpayers can afford," unquote. Mayor, that is simply not possible. The city council and you have now wasted almost 2 years since your financial health team gave you a roadmap to address these unfunded liabilities. While no action has since been taken by the council or you, the city's obligations increased $50 to $100 million above and beyond what was paid, approaching a $1,000 increase for every man, woman, and child living in the city. The current promised city employee benefits will never be paid without causing financial devastation to Lansing taxpayers. The longer it takes for Lansing's elected politicians to face reality and take action, the larger the financial hole gets. I don't have solutions for the city's financial crisis, but do have constructive suggestions. First, make sure that Lansing government budget and financial reporting complies with current governmental accounting standards to disclose unfunded liabilities. Second, eliminate unneeded expenditures. For example, why should Lansing taxpayers subsidize municipal golf courses when users cover less than 28% of costs? There is no golf course shortage in our area. Selling this land reduces expenses and increases property tax collections. There are more such examples in the fiscal 2017 budget. Mayor Bernero and members of the City Council, you were elected to do your job. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.